This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. NATO ambassadors meet again today in Brussels to try to resolve differences within the alliance over a war against Iraq. Yesterday, in a move that provoked an angry response from the Bush administration, France, Germany, and Belgium vetoed plans to shore up Turkey's defenses in preparation for a war. In Paris, French President Jacques Chirac meets for a second day with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who has added his support to a Franco-German plan to increase the number of weapons inspectors in Iraq in an effort to delay and possibly prevent war. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Any idea how this is likely to be resolved?
Well, the conflict in NATO won't be resolved for a while. We won't know today. The NATO ambassadors are meeting again after Turkey called for more emergency discussions. But the three NATO holdouts, France, Germany, and Belgium, aren't expected to change their minds quickly, at least not until Friday, when the UN Security Council meets to hear the latest weapons inspector's report. Meanwhile, American officials are studying other options, such as helping Turkey directly, sending them the equipment that they require outside of the alliance, which would, of course, have diplomatic consequences. The Bush administration would not be able to say NATO was helping out in a war on Iraq.
What can you say about the objections raised by France, Germany, and Belgium to the Bush administration's plans for military deployments to Turkey?
Well, it's a three-week-old disagreement, and it's worth looking at how this developed. The opposition at first was to an American proposal to help Turkey, which included giving NATO a post-war role in Iraq. The proposal saw quite far ahead into the future. They saw NATO countries moving into Iraq and helping rebuild it. Some countries balked, saying that was premature, risky, and probably very costly. Then Washington backed off those measures, leaving only the purely defensive ones, with Patriot missiles, AWACS surveillance planes, and troops specialized in chemical and biological warfare. The opposition to those measures from the three NATO doves came about because they said they amounted to getting the cart before the horse, that it wasn't certain that war was inevitable, and that preparing for war means you sort of enter into the logic of war, and it sends to the international community the signal that you aren't really taking your diplomatic efforts seriously.
France, Russia, and Germany are working on a joint diplomatic initiative. What do you know about that?
Well, they're putting forward an idea of beefed-up inspections as an alternative to war. Russian President Vladimir Putin, as you said, is in here in Paris for a three-day visit. Last night, he and French President Jacques Chirac issued a joint declaration at a press conference. Along with Germany, their two countries said the disarmament of Iraq must be done as soon as possible. But they think inspections are working and that the use of force should only be a last resort. The two presidents also both cast doubt on recent American assertions that Iraq does indeed have weapons. Putin and Chirac said they wanted to build on ideas France had put forward last Wednesday at the UN, which include tripling the number of weapons inspectors, sending in spy planes, opening regional inspection bureaus in Iraq. And they said that they believed their position was that of a large number of countries, in particular at the UN Security Council.
Well, how does this play into efforts in the Security Council to pass a second resolution that would specifically authorize a war against Iraq?
Well, I think we should expect a showdown at the Security Council on Friday and in the days following. This proposal by France, Russia, and Germany is being presented by the media here and on the other side, your side of the Atlantic, as a countermeasure to the British idea, an idea supported by Washington, of a second resolution authorizing war. The idea behind the French, Russian, German initiative is to offer countries on the Security Council more choices. It's worth pointing that it's not coming from just any old set of country. Germany is holding the rotating presidency of the Council. Both France and Russia are permanent members with veto power. And on that front, a poll out today in France says some three-quarters of French people expect President Chirac to use his veto to block a second resolution for war. So I think this latest initiative out of Paris could well signal major problems for a second resolution and perhaps consequently the chances of a UN green light for any attack on Iraq, at least in the near future.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.